The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This episode of the Mac Rumor Show podcast is sponsored by Banktivity.
So I like to bring people, you know, behind the curtain a little bit to how things work around here. Because I feel like people think sometimes it's just an incredibly well-oiled machine.
Mm-hmm.
As I take a sip of my coffee. We always have the hardest times recording podcasts. Just things happen. And I'm just going to say, because I don't want to ruin the surprise, but I do think there was something really cool that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And it will happen one day. But it didn't happen due to some circumstances that we were going to have multiple guests and things. But we're still going to have a great show because we've got Sam back. One of my favorite episodes that we've ever done is with you. So I think we had the most fun. Yes.
Does that go through?
It does. I'm excited about that because I also have the same. I can't hear it, but you can.
That was the drums. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, wait, hold on a second. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back for the second time on the Mac Rumor Show. Sam. How did we say what your last name was? Is it Cole or it's Cole, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Sam Cole.
I don't know why what were we messing around with last time we were is this jam really? It's probably too loud.
No, it was actually kind of hype.
Someone called you Sam Khan, and then for a minute, right, I was thinking your last name was Khan, but I had to had to remember that is incorrect and it is Cole.
Just good morning, America. You know,
that's
no big
right.
Deal.
That's right. Okay. No, so I knew deal. There was a joke behind it, and for some reason, I was only thinking of that incorrect name, and it really threw me off. But obviously, it's Sam Cole. We have him again for the second time. And we're just going to go right into it because we got a lot to talk about. I mean, there's an event coming up in like, what, less than a week?
Bro, crazy.
Dude, I'm amped, even though we know everything that's going to happen. Or do we? So
let's find out. Welcome to the Mac Rumor Show.
Welcome to the Mac Rumor Show. Man, I can't wait until we, guys, just subscribe to the podcast and just be on the lookout for when our original idea comes to fruition. It will happen soon. Maybe in the next month. We'll see. But anyways, iPhone 14. Let's start there because we know that's what's coming. I would be very shocked if there wasn't an iPhone 14. So, yeah. We have the new iPhone 14. Let's start with, what do you want to start with, Sam? Do you want to talk about the non-Pro models? Because there's some controversy there. Not controversy, but just a little bit of a shakeup. And then, you know, the Pro models is what everybody probably cares about because that's where all the cool features are going to be. But I'll let you decide as our honorary second-time guest.
Is this the first time a guest has ever been back twice?
I was just about to say that. I think so. I think you're our first ever repeat guest.
Let's go. Okay. Well, then if I get to choose, I want to start with the new notch design on the iPhone 14 Pro.
That's a good one to start with.
That is a good one.
Bro, what is going on?
What's wrong with it? You don't like it?
It's so bad. It's so ugly. It's somehow, like, I hated the two different dots, you know, the pill and the hole. And then yesterday, Mac Rumors be like, we our little trolls have been on Weibo, you know. I don't know. You guys have a lot of trolls working over there. People are digging for stuff. And I'm seeing all this imagery from MacRumors.com. And I'm like, what is this malarkey? All right. This is not what I was promised by all the leakers for the past year. It looks horrible, bro. It's just a line, bro. Like
it's symmetrical. It looks good symmetrically. That's your justification, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know, Dan, have you had an existential crisis because of this or just me?
Wait, did I miss something? I know that they, I know that there's a...
Have you not heard about this, Dan?
Yeah,
no, 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 I have.
Was like the, this was the biggest news.
Right, but I thought maybe I misunderstood. I thought it's still two separate cutouts, but when the screen is on, it becomes one, right?
Yeah, that's
the problem. It will look like one thing. It doesn't matter what the hardware is. It will look like one pill.
Okay. I don't know that I care, honestly.
Boo, we need a strong opinion. We hate when they play the middle.
Like it. I like it.
I mean, no, I meant like, I don't know that I care that they made it one long. I mean, I guess, hold on, I'm walking it back. Because I guess it was, it made it seem a little, even though it's like a very microscopic amount of screen real estate, it did make it seem more full, right? It did make it seem more modern. But now it is just kind of like, an ovally notch with a little bit more real estate above. So, I mean, I guess I can see where you're coming from, Sam. I don't know if I would freak out about this, though.
I've got a video coming out about this. Like, I was in the middle edit, and then I was rudely interrupted by the Mac Rumors boys. Just, you know, they never leave me alone.
We're sorry.
It's just ridiculous.
We're sorry. We appreciate you.
No, thanks for letting me be here. Yeah, I mean, I definitely am, like, starting to get used to it already. But my whole argument is if we're just going to black out the middle, that's what the normal notch was. Like there was something actually unique. And the fact that it looked like a letter I was like, that's kind of creative. Like, yeah. I don't know. It grew on me. It looked unique. Now it just kind of looks like it looks like every other phone to me. Now it doesn't stand out.
Okay. So Hartley, I want to hear your thoughts because you said you like it. But like, I don't know. Don't you think that the uniformity is probably in the best interest of design, as opposed to the? Or am I just being full of myself here, and that it doesn't matter?
I don't know, Hartley. What are your thoughts?
I think it works because it's kind of merging hardware and software, and. Although it will be kind of filled in that little gap between the hole punch and the pill a lot of the time, the fact is it will be integrated in the software in some way. We know that it's going to interact with notifications. We know it will interact with the little privacy indicators. We know it will give you like a Mac-style webcam indicator. And there's probably other stuff we don't know about with the menu bar. When you use the camera app, you'll see more because it will be pushed up a little bit more into the top edges, the controls. So it's going to have this element of software integration that I hope will mean it makes more sense, because I think a lot of us were kind of thinking, well, you know, the hole punch and the pill, it's kind of nice, but it's basically the same thing as the notch. But this is going in a completely different direction because now they're at the notch itself is becoming a software feature in a way and being directly integrated with the OS.
So you're saying
that's where it's kind of interesting to me.
So you're saying it's different in the sense of like they're utilizing it more as opposed to just being a blank void of space. Because I would say in terms of like the looks of it, it's not that far off from the notch. It's almost taking up the same amount, really. Well, probably a little bit smaller, but I mean, I don't think anybody really cares. It's still a blank space that you can't use. But if they, like you said, Hartley, are actually using it with software, you know, like the LED light is the interesting thing, like where you kind of get that indicator that your stuff is on. As opposed to having to make that on the screen, and it's just easier for you to see. I do think that that's cool. I don't know. I just don't think that I have like any strong feelings, like super strong feelings, like Sam here in one direction or the other. But I do need to just kind of see it more in person and see what they do with it. It is different though.
Here's what's gonna happen. Apple's going to show it off and they're going to do some cool stuff with the lights there and it's going to be fine. Like I'm not, I want to be clear because people, when I first saw the original hole punch and pill design, I was very against it. And it grew on me pretty quickly in the coming weeks where I was like, oh, it actually looks right now that we know the sizing. Like I enjoy it. I'm not saying that like this is going to ruin the phone or something. It's just, I kind of got attached, you know, relationally to the first design. It's just, it's a breakup I wasn't expecting. You know, it's tough.
But that was like a long distance over the internet relationship though. Like,
but she said she loved me, bro.
Is it really that bad? Like you guys never met in person before. So I feel like maybe you see her in person, you're like, maybe this isn't what I thought it was going to be. And so, you know, Looks aren't everything. Fair. You know, we know. Speaking of,
yeah.
Wait, hold on, real quick. Can I just point out the size dynamic here? We look like Wi-Fi cell reception, like signal, or not Wi-Fi, but your service. Just three bars. And it's funny because I'm pretty sure, or maybe Hartley, you might be a little bit shorter than me, but I'm pretty sure I'm the shortest. Definitely, I'm shorter than you, Sam. So like, this is funny that like, I'm the tallest looking one on this, but it's just, it's show business, folks. It's the camera.
Yeah. Can I ask about another rumor? I know you guys probably had like a real show planned, but I wanted to like shift to another crazy rumor.
You'd be surprised.
is satellite connectivity happening?
Is it?
No, is my bet.
Hey guys, I just wanted to take a second to interrupt this podcast and let you know that rumor has it there's a band of renegade Mac developers in the woods of Vermont who have made it their mission to help people make the most of their money. They're called IGG Software, and they created Banktivity, a powerful suite of Mac iOS-based personal financial tools. And from what I hear, it's helping people everywhere work towards all sorts of financial goals. Banktivity pulls all of your bank accounts, investments, credit cards, monthly bills into one complete picture, so you always know what's coming in and what's going out. From there, you'll decide what financial goals you want to focus on, paying down debt, saving for a down payment, a college fund, or even a retirement. Banktivity's goals tool will ask you how much you want to save and by when, then tell you how much to save each month. Coupled with the envelope budgeting feature, you'll be able to prioritize your goals and track your progress across all of your devices. More than easy to use, it's super secure, and all of your data is encrypted end-to-end. Subscriptions start at less than $50 a year, and now MacRumors listeners can get 20% off their first year. Just go ahead and click the link down below and start saving on and with Banktivity today.
Or if it is, it will be shown off, and they'll say, it's there, but support is coming in sometime in 2023 or later. Like, they'll just say this is coming at some point because they'll need the carrier support for it. And that's not really something they can control.
Well, let's lay out the benefits.
But it'd be really interesting.
Is that something that you really want, or are you just asking because you?
This is the most exciting iPhone feature I've heard about in 3 years.
Can you explain to people why you're excited about it? Because I feel like some people like don't really know.
Yeah.
Why that would be exciting?
People dunk on me constantly for this, but let me just lay out my evidence. We've heard about this for years. We've heard about Mark Gurman, 9to5 Mac, Guomin Chi again saying the hard. You guys have never reported exclusively about the satellite.
I was just clearing my throat.
Oh, I'm just saying, if MacRumors had an exclusive report about the satellite, then I would definitely include them in that list. They just haven't done that yet.
I just think it's common courtesy that whenever you mention other publications, you just throw us in there anyways.
Apple Track.
Regardless of whether it's true. Apple Track, that's a good one. Everyone go visit
them.
That.
Remember them? They died, but you know. Yeah. Anyway, we've been hearing about this for a while. Apple in the invitations straight up shows an Apple logo in the sky that says far out. Okay, when would you use satellite connectivity? You'd use it when you're far out in other places where there's no cell service. I'm a firm believer that Apple likes to set expectations. And if the common answer is this is an astrophotography mode, that's what they're doing. That makes no sense. Well, yeah, but it also makes no sense to set expectations or market that to the masses. Someone is going to use astrophotography one time and they're going to say, oh, that's cool. And they're going to put it in their pocket. That doesn't start a conversation about the iPhone where people are going to see ads about this and be like, yo, did you see the iPhone 14 like connects to satellites? You can like send a text in like areas without cell service. That's pretty wild. Like, I've mentioned this to normal people outside of the tech space, and every single person is like, oh, whoa, that'd actually be super cool. Like, that's actually different. You know, that I believe that Apple has set the expectation. And I believe it's useful, right? Because there are times where I remember when I was driving to California from St. Louis a couple of years ago, and I was like, oh, I have no cell service right now. If I got a flat tire, I literally don't know what I would do. Walk a few miles, like, I guess. I don't know. If there's a feature where it's like, no matter where you are, you can send a text for help. I'm just saying, I don't think people realize the benefit of when you need it. Like, you're not going to use it every day. No, of course not. But like that security of being like, I don't know, it's there.
Certainly useful. I will say, Sam, you transitioned into something, and we're in the iPhone 14, but we're going to transition into this thing that I really love to do, and I've been doing it, and then everyone shoots me down, so now I get to shoot you down.
Okay.
The event invite means nothing.
That is objectively and provably false. Would you like me to go over this?
Yes, because, okay, over the last few events, they have meant nothing.
That is completely false.
Unless you're really reading into things where it might be a stretch.
It's not a stretch at all. I'm going to pull up. Can I share my
screen? I would love to be wrong, because this is my favorite thing to do is to look into it. But we've done this on the show. Hartley, am I wrong? We've gone into this and they have meant nothing. They don't mean something grand scheme. Like, we looked at the colors of the last invite.
Some
we're
of
like,
them,
oh, it's going to be the MacBook Air colors.
Some of them have meant nothing. Some of them have meant nothing, but some of them have definitely meant something.
Let me rephrase. Most of the time, and certainly over the last few events, the event invite has largely meant nothing.
That is false.
Go to the last one. What did the last one mean?
Sure.
There were all those.
I'm sharing my screen right now. I don't know if you can pull it up or view it on your end. But let me if see. Not, it's if not, it's okay.
Yes, I can.
So
here we go.
We can go back as far as we want here. But let's just start with 2020, right? Because I've heard this from everyone. Everyone always says the events mean nothing, and I've literally studied this more than a human should. First of all, let's start with September 15th, the first ever like real virtual Apple event following Dub. Time flies is the tagline. This was the first September event in years where we didn't get a phone. Apple setting the expectation by saying time flies, it's going to be the watch. That Apple logo was the exact new shade of blue of the iPad Air and perfectly matched the Apple iPad Air branding. Let's go to the next event in October of 2020. October 13th, high speed. There's multiple things from this event invite that were direct parallels to what we got. Number one, high speed is 5G. All right. That is a clear ode to new cell service. That is the big new feature. Second of all, the back of this invite is not black. It's actually a very dark blue that is incredibly similar to the Pacific blue we got. Finally, you can say this one is a stretch. This is the exact bottom of the HomePod mini that we saw at this event. I know you could say, oh, it's just the Apple logo in a circle. So you give me credit there. Next up, I'm going to keep going.
I believe that one more because look, there's a shade of blue, there's a shade of yellow, and there's a shade of orange in that circle. And those were the three colors that they came out with.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
I believe that one, but my thought was the last few, certainly the ones in the last two invites largely meant nothing, or at least what we looked at.
Okay.
They didn't mean anything.
Okay. This is also false. Let me break these down. Let's start with just the California streaming last year. All right. California streaming, we were like, what was that going to mean? It's going to mean satellites because the sky. No, that was false. That blue color is the exact color of the baby blue iPhone. What is it called? The 13 Pro?
Sierra Blue.
Yeah. So that's the exact color of Sierra Blue. And California streaming is literally what the event was. It was them in all kinds of different places in California.
Okay. Let me rephrase again, because I feel like it's just I'm being too vague. And let me rephrase it again.
But they
don't mean what you think they mean. It's not as obvious. Like so when we're looking at it, what did we think? California streaming, some sort of something to do with Apple TV Plus, something to do with the new the music services that were really, it had something. We were being too too I don't know how to describe it. We were generalizing it too much, and I think. That's easy to like what you said. This makes a lot of sense. Like it should be that far out. You got the sky, satellite connectivity. This literally makes the most sense. And I feel like most of the time when we think it makes the most sense, it hasn't happened. Peak performance. Look at those colors. How many of us all thought those were the new colors for the MacBook Air? I mean, you guys had renders of the of the MacBook Air in those colors.
You guys, I didn't render any MacBook.
You know what I mean. You know, you are by proxy with John. So
okay, I'm just. But listen, the tagline, peak performance. We literally got the most peak performance Mac chip we've ever gotten. That is literally what it was, bro.
I mean, I'm not denying that part, but it's just like we think of the like we're looking at it. I don't know. I'm looking at it that way. I think a lot of us, after each event, we all agreed that there wasn't anything that meant that it, like it wasn't as obvious as we thought. Like I can sit here and I don't
know. Here's what I'm saying. For the past few iPhone events, high speed, if we go back even more, gather round. Okay, like, for example, the innovate. Let's just look at iPhone events since this is an iPhone event. In September of 2019, we got by innovation only. Okay, that tagline meant nothing. But these colors were the iPhone 11 colors. Like, that purple and that green were the exact colors of the iPhone 11 that we got. I want to talk about this one, too. Gather round, people would say, that literally means nothing. It's just saying gather at the first big event at Apple Park at the Steve Jobs Theater. We got the exact gold color on the iPhone XS of that invite. Like, I'm just saying.
These are stretches to me, man. These aren't not, like.
It's literally gold. Why would they? Everything Apple does is intentional, bro.
But they've had a gold. They've had gold iPhones before.
But they didn't have a gold on the 10. So if you're going to listen, if you're going to sit here and tell me that these are all just coincidences, that is insane to me. Apple is a PR marketing genius. And I believe every choice that they make is completely intentional.
Hartley, help me out here. You guys were the ones who shot me down. I used to have the boy wonder that Sam had. And now I am a cynic just like everyone else.
Well, I think that there's two sides to it, because I think the invites obviously do mean something. They base their decision making on when they design these invites on something. So they obviously mean, and in the tagline, everything, it means something. But I think there is a tendency to draw them into things in the event a little bit too far sometimes. So here's my theory, right? I don't think it's satellite connectivity. And I don't think the tagline relates to that either. I don't think the stars do.
Wait, can we say it at the same time? Because I want to see if you're. We'll go 1, 2, 3 and say it.
What's? I don't know. I don't have one word to say it with.
It's not one word. It's not a product.
No.
Okay, never mind. Then I'll tell you my theory after. That's fine. You go ahead.
Well, this is kind of what Mark Gurman has been saying. So Mark Gurman has been saying the tagline just means, because it's the furthest out it's been from an event invite going out to the event actually taking place. Far out. That's simple, right? That's the first part. I think the second part, I think that the stars are Apple Watches, because we have never had an event with three different kinds of Apple Watches. This is going to be a very, very Apple Watch heavy event. So I think we're going to see, you know, the event animation, and it's going to be loads and loads and loads.
Hold on, I'm the crazy one, and you just said the stars are Apple Watches, bro.
But that's because it kind of walks that line between it meaning something, but also kind of not being completely direct.
Yeah, that's what they do, and that's why, in my opinion, they mean nothing to me. Hartley's right. They walk that line. They mean something, but ultimately those somethings are so small and like so insignificant that it means nothing. Like, your thing is a huge thing.
To be fair, like, the iPhone 11 colors, and sometimes the colors and things like that have meant something, but the colors don't always mean something. But there's always something that does mean something.
I think people like us, people like me, I'm not going to put you guys in this box. I think people like me who used to look at this event invite and say, like, who they're basically coming up with a theory that categorizes the whole main event of the show. And that's just not what happens. It's not, they don't mean what the biggest thing is going to be. It just hasn't.
Okay. Sometimes. I mean, I would say, like, I guess a good example as well is, like, when Apple said it's showtime. Like, that was the first event in March of 2019. There was no hardware. So, like, that was something that was, they were setting an expectation for the event. And listen, maybe every single part of this thing.
I'll give you that one. It was at the TV event. That makes sense.
I'm just saying here, guys, we've heard the hardware is ready. We heard this was coming last year and it didn't. Sometimes features leak a year early. We've heard that Globalstar has a new partner that they just for some reason haven't announced. Why wouldn't Globalstar, the partner that everyone is saying, have announced something? And on top of everything, Apple's own marketing material. Okay. Here's the last thing I want to bring up. Apple is now doing ads on Twitter and Reddit that says "Go for launch" is the new tagline to promote the event. What would they be launching? I don't know. To me, it sounds like satellites into space.
So yours makes the most sense, right? That's an obtainable thing. You want to know what my theory is? I think we're gonna see a little sneak peek of the headset. I think far out means it's a, we're not quite there. We're a little bit further out. The Stars is probably some cool VR space app. Go for launch, launching a new product. Uh-oh. Who's with me? I know it's not going to happen, but I'm just saying.
Okay, so
we want to get spicy.
What are we betting? What are the stakes?
I'm not betting on that. I would be totally wrong.
No. I'm saying, what are we betting for satellite? Like, I want to be on the record of betting something because of how much I believe it's happening. I will say at least an announcement of the feature. I'm not saying it necessarily ships immediately, but like right. Hartley would say, at least like iPhone 14 will connect to satellite in some new way.
I mean,
whether
yeah, that,
phone calls or texts.
Even if they didn't do the event invite like that, I could see that happening.
I don't like you guys anymore. You guys are mean.
I'm just saying.
I think we're just playing devil's advocate at this
point.
No,
I love it. It's so much more fun to have a conversation where we're on different sides than everyone going, yeah, I agree. I'm also an insane Apple fan that has way too much time on my hands.
I could argue this for a while, but we do need to move on because this episode is going to be like 2 hours long if we don't.
Oh, yeah.
But let's just say that we can do bragging rights. Like, I'll let you dunk on me if you want.
Okay, I'll take that.
I'm not saying that they're not going to launch this. I don't know. They very well could, and that would make sense. I'm just saying that the event invite might not be what you think.
Okay, we'll see. You will be the first person I dunk on. I will dunk on the entire community.
Now I'm nervous because now I feel like this is going to be it. But like, dude, okay. So maybe this would actually benefit both of us, because my point is there's a lot of these event invites seem to be what you pull out, like things that are not what people are expecting, not the main headliners, but they are things that do, you know, have some correlation, but they're rather small and somewhat insignificant. This is a pretty big feature.
This is just the thing with the Apple events. Like, you can point at some of them and say this meant a lot, but
yeah.
if you take out those few where the colors did mean something and the tagline was really direct, there are definitely invites where
there's
it didn't
nothing
mean a whole lot.
Yeah,
so
peak
it's
performance.
A mixed bag.
Yeah, we all knew some kind of faster machine was coming. That was obvious. That's not fair, but like,
wasn't much peak in like sneak peek. Other than like maybe the Mac Pro, but then like that's not, I mean, does it count at that point? It's just speculation.
Yeah.
All right.
I see what you guys are saying. To be fair, that you can kind of, it's easier to look back on something and see what it was than what everyone was guessing at the time.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I just feel like not a lot of people are guessing what you're guessing, and that's what it ultimately ends up being. So this is why I think you're going to be right now and I'm going to get dunked on.
Yeah, you're going to get everybody drop a like for me dunking on Dan.
This is going to suck. Anyways, iPhone 14 Pro. Would it be the Pro phones that would only get this feature then?
I don't know. I'm not going to go in. I don't know that far.
Hartley?
I feel like it might be all.
I think it'll be all because they will have the same modem, which would be capable of connecting to the satellite network. That's why it's also rumored to come to Apple Watch as well.
Well, yeah, also explain to us what other features for the Pro that we're expecting. Obviously, we went over the new display and the new notch. Mm. What about always on display?
That'd be cool. I'm excited.
We're just in agreement.
Yeah,
that would be cool. Do you think it's practical?
I think it's really impractical.
There we go.
For a lot of people, and I tell you why. Because majority of the people that are buying a Pro iPhone probably already have an Apple Watch, or There's a lot of that market that are buying the Pro iPhone have an Apple Watch. How useful is it really to see like your activity rings and the time on your phone all the time when you wear an Apple Watch that's already got an always on display? It's nice, but is it really going to help me keep track of anything? It's not. It's like a refinement. It's an enhancement. It's not really it's not going to change anything. It doesn't let you keep track of anything you were not already very easily able to keep track of. It appeals to the people that don't have an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Guess first. I disagree, so I'll explain it to you. But
I mean, no, I agree with Hartley as far as like, is it going to be that big of a deal? That's why I'm also not like, oh my god. It's also just pathetic that we've waited this long for an always on display. Like, I started college, and my best friend, I remember vividly, we were sitting outside of an academic hall, and he showed me his Galaxy S7 that had it.
Yeah, the Motorola. What was the Motorola? The Moto X. That was like one of the first phones I think that ever had always on display, right? Or like one of the first ones that I certainly got. That was like 2012. So, yeah, I mean, it's,
come on, guys.
It's not a new feature, but here's why I disagree. The Apple Watch has been, and maybe it's just for me, but I know my one buddy literally just texted me about a couple hours ago and said, that's weird. I got a text from you with this link, but I don't see it like on my phone, but I just got it on my watch. I'm like, dude, that was an hour ago, and that was the exact same link that I sent you an hour ago that you saw and commented on already. You got the notification late because notifications on Apple Watch have been horrible. They are constantly behind. They don't always show up for me.
You know, create hardware features because your notifications are messed up.
No. I'm not saying that's why they should do it, but I'm saying that's why I'm excited. And so that I can look at my phone, which is currently on my desk, and I can see what's illuminating here and not, you know, go into my watch and have to scroll down.
Well, it's a good temporary fix until they finally sort it out, but
yeah. Oh,
and for people who don't have an Apple Watch and don't want to have, you know.
I will say there is a part of me that's kind of like, it's kind of nice to just have the phone off and not be looking at a screen sometimes. Like I'll be honest in saying I could definitely see myself disabling this feature.
Man,
I would say the same.
Clamoring for it since your friend's Galaxy S7, and then you're just going to turn it off immediately.
Not clamoring. There's a reason I haven't joined. Like, it's fine. You know, that's a feature to me where it's like, yeah, it's cool that it's coming. It looks like Apple's doing something cool with like the animations and the wallpapers, and you know, iOS 16 is incredible, but I don't know. It's mid.
Is it a reason to go out and get a new phone? No, but it's certainly nice to have.
Yeah. And it should have been here since we've had OLED. I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah. You don't need LTPO to have an always on display. You just don't. There are so many phones out there that don't have that have always on, like, you just, so I don't really know what their excuse was and why it can't be on iPhone 13s, but I have no idea.
I would say it would be refresh rates, battery life, and burn-in, I think. I don't actually know, like, in practice how bad that stuff would actually be.
Are the displays from the 13 Pro and the 14 Pro not the same?
No, I think the 14 Pro is going to be able to go down to, I think, as low as one hertz.
But that's not necessary for always on, though.
But Apple will be able to say this technology enabled us to do this. Because, I mean, I think the 13 Pro goes down to, I believe, 10 hertz now. So, yeah, you could definitely do it there. But, I mean, it'll match the Apple Watch because the watch is also 1 hertz.
Yeah. It's just not necessary. So what about flipping it on over, looking at the cameras? You excited for the 48 megapixel wide angle sensor? Megapixels aren't everything, but it helps.
It's just going to be funny. Like,
why?
The iPhone went from 8 to 12 to 48.
48. We've been on 12 for so long, and now it's just like, all right, you know what? You guys are complaining. Fine. 48. Deal with it.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely time, I feel like, to go up a bit megapixel-wise. I do find it funny that it's like, you know, we're going this far. I mean, I think the camera's going to be the same. This is going to be a hot take for me. I have kind of gotten bored by the cameras. Like, I feel like that's been the main thing we care about for years. So personally, I want to be really wowed to care again. I mean, it sounds like this is going to be the year, maybe 8K video on the pros.
Well, that's the whole thing, right? That's the allure of the 48 megapixel, is that it leads to 8K video because of the ability to, you pretty much will need 48 megapixels. You'll need a sensor that large to be able to accommodate 8K. And so that's what I'm excited for. Like,
what?
8K, hold on. I'm not excited for 8K video. I'm excited to see how Apple does 8K video. Because right now on, you know, the devices that support it, Samsung devices, let's just bring them up because they're the next, you know, popular thing there. I don't see the need to record in 8K. It's not as good. The stabilization's kind of bad with it. That's really the main thing, is you really can't move around. It's good if you're just staying stationary. The files are going to be massive. The file sizes are going to still probably be massive with Apple, but like, I'm curious to see if they do it better and if they make it so that it is usable. How many times have you ever used your phone to record for a video for your channel?
It's like B-roll. yeah, every once in a while.
I do it quite a bit sometimes. And it'd be cool if you can like get a nice 8K video of something and then be able to crop in and really use that for, you know, a usable part of your video. Like just things like that are what I'm looking at. For the everyday person, I don't think they're going to really care because, you know, 8K is still a little out there, but I don't know. Hartley?
Well, my question for you is, can they really show off 8K video, but you still have a USB 2.0 lightning port to get that 8K video off the iPhone?
You're going to make me choke on my coffee. No, which is why I don't think 8K is going to be here this year. I mean, it's pretty heavily rumored, right? But I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, it could lead. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't wait till next year when we have USB-C on the iPhones.
Why didn't they just bring USB-C this year?
I don't know.
You're like, there is no way it could be hard to swap out a port, right?
I mean, it would be a pretty big design. I don't know how much different the you know, because we look at the port and we don't, most people don't consider like there is a larger space that it takes up on the inside. So yeah. I don't know how much larger a lightning connector is on the inside compared to USB-C. I would imagine it's not that far off. But there probably has to be some design changes for the way they move components around, don't you think, Hartley? You looking at me question. I'm just saying things.
I'm just reflecting on, so you know there's engineers and sort of enthusiasts that are good at tinkering around with these things that put USB-C ports on existing iPhone models. And if they can do it, if no someone problem. Can just do it at home, yeah. Why can
I was just speculating. Like, I don't know.
No, I mean I'm just yeah. No, I'm just saying if someone at home can do it, Apple can definitely do it.
Well, their whole thing is they don't want to do it, but they're being forced. So you're right. Why couldn't they just do it now? If they're going to be forced to do it next year, just do it now. Well,
they're going to get one more year of, you know, MiFi accessories, the cash they get from that. What is it? $1 per cable?
Yeah, you're right. That's why they didn't do it now, Sam. There's billions of dollars in the accessory industry.
I don't know if Apple's making billions a year from the lightning port.
I'm sure they're making quite a bit.
I mean, I'm sure they're making hundreds of millions. I don't know. It's just like...
Can you look that up? Is that like a thing that I can look up?
I can't remember. I mean, they have very specific contracts with vendors about like you can't share the details.
Then probably not.
Dude, why they gotta be so secretive about everything? Like sometimes it's fun. Sometimes I'm just like, you guys are trying too hard. We're all just fans here trying to have fun. I don't know.
It's just my opinion. Hold on. Am I reading this properly? Apple sold 2.2 billion iPhones and 360 million iPads before they stopped reporting numbers. This was in 2019. I'm just reading someone's comment. Apple charges $19 for an extra cable. Assume it cost them $2 to make the cable, and it probably costs a little bit less. That's $43 billion right there. I don't really understand what their point is. Like, they get $2 for every extra cable?
I think they're saying that, like, Apple's profit on their own cables would be $18 per cable.
Yeah, but then imagine how many other accessories they probably get money off of when people buy the cheap Amazon ones that are still MFI certified.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, so we've gone over the iPhone 14 Pro major features. Is there anything else? I mean, we're not really expecting a whole lot in terms of design changes besides the display. The camera bump should be a little bit different to accommodate for the bigger sensor and everything.
It's huge.
We're not getting USB. Yeah, it is going to be huge. As if it could not get any larger. Here they come with a larger bump. Is it supposed to do what like the Oppo Find X does, where it like melts into it a little bit more, or is it still going to look like this?
It's going to look exactly the same.
Yeah, I don't know why I asked that question. I have the dummy unit.
The same design.
Like, I know that it's going to look. I'm just trying to, you know, it's going to look the same.
Have hope. Yeah, we want to hope
that it'll be. I was just trying to get a little hopeful.
Remember those fake iPhone 14 rumors about how it was going to be flush?
Right. That would be awesome.
Who would have leaked that? Only a faker.
Is it not? Remember when it was supposed to look like the old iPhones, like the square and the buttons would be all. Who would say that?
I don't know. A phony. That's all
I
know.
Here's what's not phony. We're not getting an iPhone 14 mini this year. Instead, we're getting a Max, which now apparently is going to be called the Plus. Do you guys want to get into naming disputes here? Because boy.
Oh no, then that's another rabbit hole to go
down. Yeah, hold on. There's a very friendly man on Twitter who keeps hitting me up, and I appreciate this. His name is Brandon, and you know, he tagged a bunch of us and said that I'm trying to find the original tweet here. Basically saying that he doesn't think the iPhone 14 will be called Max moniker. It's not maximum power. It's just big. So he thinks the plus makes a lot of sense. I said that I don't necessarily think Max means anything besides big, because that's what it's ultimately has. You know, Pro is what means the power and performance. Max is just because it's the bigger version of the two Pro phones. But it does make sense to go to plus here, because now you're just kind of diluting the confusion just a little bit. Because, like, if I say I have an iPhone 14 Max, people are going to think, oh, you have the Pro version, and not realize, like, no, I mean, like, there's a non-Pro version that you can buy.
I honestly don't know which of those is more confusing.
They're both terrible.
Whether it's more confusing to have two devices that have got the exact same display size, and you call one Plus and one Max.
They're both terrible.
Or you call them both Max when one of them is more Pro than the other.
I think Max makes the most sense.
So either way, you can't win, really.
I think Max makes the most sense to me personally from a, if you want to be cohesive enough, because you've got a Max already and it simply means size. I don't buy the maximum power thing. That's what Pro is. There's nothing else different between the Pro and the Pro Max besides the size.
Huh? With chips, they regard Max to be something completely different.
True.
So I mean, I don't even understand why they call M1 Max, because it's
Here's
so
the problem.
Similar to
Apple is silly.
Yeah.
And they can be the richest company in the world. They don't have any capable people in the naming department. I mean, that's been clear for years. Like, it's just silly to have a Mac chip called the M1 Max when it's called a Mac. Like, that's silly. That's something that somebody would have been like, oh, that alliteration could be kind of confusing. Maybe we should, you know, change that to anything else. And what, with just, the iPhones, like, it's just silly that Max has been a dumb name. Can we agree that Max is like a dumb name?
Okay.
Oh, well, I think it's the worst name they've had for a long time.
Guys,
yeah.
If my son listens to this, whose name is Max, if he listens to just that little portion right there, he's going to be incredibly offended. So.
And here's the thing. Who named him Max?
I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
Just because his dad is dumb doesn't mean we have to call him dumb.
Fair.
Anyways,
sorry.
Yes. In terms of the iPhone lineup, I mean, just names in general. They've always been terrible at this, so it's not a surprise. It doesn't matter. It's just I'm going to have to explain to my parents and other people who ask me that are, you know, very casual people following this. My in-laws are probably going to be like, what's the difference? And I'll be like, honestly, I don't know, man. Just pick which one you want. Go for the cheaper one. Doesn't matter.
Just take a gamble, just Grandma.
You're going to be fine. It's going to be better than your iPhone 8 anyway. So just get it. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I mean, for the record, for the Notch leak, for this leak, I 100% believe it. Like, I 100% believe Apple will do iPhone 14, iPhone 14 Plus,
yeah.
iPhone 14 Pro, and iPhone 14 Pro Max. I 100% believe that they're going to do
that.
I do
too.
Why? Because Plus sounds way cheaper.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, I think so. Compared to Max, yeah. But
I think that's
going to
be a way to.
Here's the thing. Plus, back in iPhone 8 Plus days, meant more expensive. It's just they can't get out of their own way. They cannot get out of their – they did this
Good
to themselves.
Point.
It's a grave that they dig themselves into, and they just like – they can't get themselves out. So they just – I think they just troll us at this point.
Yeah. No, I don't feel bad for them. They've made their choices.
Yeah. What'd you say?
The SE. They've dug themselves into a hole by calling everything cheap SE. What is that even – why is it special edition? Why are they calling it that? Why is it not like classic or something?
Did they ever really come out and say that's what it meant?
No.
So we're just calling it special edition.
Well, there was a Mac back in the day that was a Mac, like I think in the 90s or something, or 80s, that was like a Macintosh SE. And Steve said it stood for special edition.
Listen, I know Phil Schiller probably doesn't like us, but if we could just get him on and clear up the naming stuff, we could do a whole episode with one person who's in charge of naming. And I just want to hear, I think it would be
the
most fascinating episode ever.
Since he left.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't even think he's really responsible for the worst of what's happened with the naming system now.
Because
there is
hear,
no system.
All right, whoever is the person that comes up with these names, if you're a guy at Apple that has come up with these names and like 6 out of 10 ideas got picked. So I'm going to say you're the guy who's responsible. So you can come on our show and we can talk about why you're naming things the way they are.
Just send like a tip. I just want to know, like,
yeah,
like, is Tim responsible for this? Like, is it literally, let's make it ridiculous so more people talk about it? Like, we are literally fanboys having a conversation about the names of something. Like, we're in that deep that we're having this conversation. I don't know.
It's the opposite of that. I think that ordinary consumers are confused by this stuff. We're the ones that are like questioning how they've done something that an ordinary person can think, why is the MacBook Pro more pro than the MacBook Air, which itself it has a completely different design, and yet that's the same as the MacBook Pro, other MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
And just endlessly, like, wherever you look in anywhere in the product lineup, you will see these problems. Like, even the low-cost iPad is an iPad SE.
Yeah.
So if I go in the App Store and say, I'm looking for the iPad SE, well, there is no iPad SE.
Yeah, that is confusing to just call it a product iPad. That makes no sense. That's weird.
You know, when we're writing articles and we say, oh, it's the iPad 10. Who's calling it iPad 10?
Wouldn't it just make sense to just call it iPhone 14 and you have one iPhone 14 and one iPhone 14 Pro, and then they're just two different sizes? Like, what does it matter? I don't need to know the name of the size in the name. Just, I got an iPhone 14. All right, cool. Which one do you want? Do you want the big one or the small one? I'll take the small one, please.
I just had a brain blast.
What do you mean? You didn't understand that?
No, like, the iPad Pro comes in two sizes, and it's just iPad Pro.
Right, exactly. And there are
different... The MacBook Pro comes in two sizes, and it's just MacBook Pro.
Right. Why don't they just do that? And it doesn't even matter. You know what? My whole thing about, even if there are different features on the bigger one, doesn't even matter, because there are different features on the iPad Pro. There's a whole different display on one of them. And no one seems to question that. Yeah. We're just like, hey, it's iPad, the 11-inch and the 12.9-inch. That's it. So why can't we just do, it's iPhone 14. You either get a 5. Or a 6.1 or a 6.7. Like, that's it. What are we doing? Why are we doing this? That's my whole point.
Yeah, that there should only be a different name if there's a different feature. Like, for me, it would make sense to actually call the 12.9-inch iPad Pro the 12.9-inch iPad Pro Max. Because it does have the screen is night and day better.
But you're just doing what they're doing and making it worse. Stop doing that. Just go by the size.
Yeah, this is horrible. Just make it iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Pro.
Yeah.
Game over. You did it, Apple.
We haven't got into what they're going to call the Pro Apple Watch yet.
Oh my God, Hartley!
Let's just jump right to Apple Watch.
So, bro.
Wait, to regroup for everyone that, you know, might not know exactly what's coming next week. We're gonna get an iPhone 14, an iPhone 14 Max or Plus, which is the same size as the Pro Max, and we're gonna get an iPhone 14 Pro and an iPhone 14 Pro Max. So be on the lookout for four phones, just like last year, except now you just get two big ones instead of a big and a small. That could not be more confusing, I'm sure. But we'll move on to the watch, because this is where it just gets even more confusing. Apple Watch Series 8. We've got three this year. Do you want to jump to the new, or do we want to start with the SE?
I mean, the SE is basically going to be a spec bump, right?
Yeah, it's not going to be anything crazy. I think if you're coming from like a Series 1 and you don't want to spend a lot of money, go with this. If you're like really old, Series 2, Series 3, yeah, maybe go with this, but... I probably wouldn't be recommending it past that, right? I don't think going from SE to SE is going to be a big deal.
Well, I think that the thing is, we don't know. I would be surprised if it was just a chip. I mean, it may well be, but the thing with the S8 we're up to now, the S8 is going to be the same as the S7, and the S7 is the same as the S6. The current Apple Watch SE has the S5, so it's basically just getting a bump to the S6. So that's like 20% faster, if that. So if that's the only thing they do, is that even worth stage time? I mean, stuff like AirPods Pro was done in a press release, so how much can they do just with 20% faster on an entry-level watch, when even the S8 chip, they can't stand there and talk about the new architecture for the S8 chip? They're not even going to talk about it. It's like the S7 chip last year, they didn't talk about it. So could they give it a new health meter? Could they give it the new bigger display? What could they do with it to keep it in the entry level, but give it something for people to look to upgrade to?
Yeah. Maybe just a bigger screen and a processor bump. I feel like that might be enough.
The Apple Watch has more of me, so I've got nothing to say on this.
Yeah, I don't know. This is not my area of expertise.
And honestly, I think the Apple Watch Series 8 is going to bore me too, but...
Let's calm down there, Dan.
The regular, not the new one, but like the...
You're forgetting the big new feature. It's actually kind of amazing.
Go on.
Temperature sensing.
Is that actually going to happen?
According to Mark Gurman in his latest Power On newsletter covered extensively on the MacRumors.com website, it sure looks like it might.
Sure looks like it might, and sure looks
like
it might.
Listen, that. What else would the Series 8 doing?
I don't know, because up until about last week, there was like, yeah, we don't know if it's going to get, but it's not going to get temperature sensing in the way people would want it to, which is what I think a lot of people are going to have to kind of slow their roll on. Like,
yes,
it's not like, hey, I can go and take my temperature. I can throw out all my thermometers at my house.
It's going to say, hey, it looks like you could be running a fever. Why don't you take your temperature to confirm?
So, yeah, that's why I'm questioning you on that, is because, yes, that does sound cool and I would love that. But it's not going to initially, or at least what we're expecting, it's not going to launch the way people think it is. It's going to be for fertility off the bat. But then it could lead to, hey, you've got a fever possibly breaking out here. You need to go check yourself. And then hopefully in the next iterations, it is literally, I can take my temperature on my wrist, or maybe we couple it with the AirPods, which we'll talk about maybe, and how those could have temperature sensors built in and take your temperature, which would make the most sense because they're already in your ear. I would love to know the science behind taking your temperature on your wrist.
Very, very hard, apparently.
Yeah, I'm guessing. But so, yeah, I mean, that's a feature that's good. But like, I don't know. Off the bat, it's not going to be as exciting as I feel like most people think it is.
No, I mean, the Apple Watch hasn't been exciting in years.
Right. So I'm just kind of in that doldrum of like, well, if it's not a new design, what are we doing here? Or if it's not a major groundbreaking feature like, you know, blood glucose levels and your blood pressure and stuff like that. You know, last year was pretty boring.
Yeah.
For the watch?
So
am I wrong?
So was the year before. So was the year before. So was the year before.
So what's going to make it exciting is the Pro.
I mean, okay, Hartley, I want to hear your thoughts on the Pro. We are polar opposites on some things, but I want to hear your thoughts on Pro. You going for it? You spending a G on the watch, on the Rolly?
It'll be too big for me. That's the problem. Mm. I think a lot of people who liked the titanium smaller model, or you know, at a push could stretch to the 45 millimeter now. If it's 47 mil and it looks chunkier, it looks meaner, a lot of people are not going to be interested in that. So there will be no kind of luxury end Apple Watch anymore if you don't want a big one. So I don't know, maybe a lot of it's kind of, especially for women and people who have smaller wrists, it's kind of only appealing to a certain segment of the market. So I don't know. I think it makes sense because the Apple Watch Edition has made so little sense for so long. And finally, they've decided we can't just appeal to people and give them an extra watch band and charge them an extra $200 and just give them titanium and say that it's lighter and that's all you get. Now they're going to say it's for athletes. It's got some, you know, some extra fitness metrics you'll fit on this bigger screen. It'll be more rugged and resistant if you're hiking, if you're a construction worker, it'll be way more reliable in challenging environments. But then it'll have this luxury element as well for if you want a higher end watch. So they're kind of rolling in these different markets to kind of make the prospect of spending more money on an Apple Watch more appealing. So I understand why they've done it from a business perspective, but I don't think it's gonna be for me.
That's very fair.
Do you care my thoughts? Do you care about my thoughts?
I
can't. Somebody, Harley, is somebody talking right now? I can't. I can tell. Oh, well, Dan's here, guys. Sorry.
Welcome to the Mac Rumor Show. Your host is Sam.
I'm just kidding.
That was a good joke, Sam. Crickets, maybe.
Damn.
No one was
now I'm the one getting memed on. I don't know. I don't like the way this feels. No, Dan, of course. Do you have normal? I don't know. I guess I didn't really think about that. Like, because even the 45 mil on my wrist is like, you know, it's getting there. Like, I don't know. I guess I have like normal boy wrists.
I just don't know how big 2 mil, and we'll save the jokes. I just don't know how much bigger 2 millimeters really is.
It's everything.
like I'm sorry. I just don't know. Like, I just can't fathom how much bigger 2 millimeters is on your wrist. So, I mean, to me, I'm thinking like that's not a big deal. But I mean, unless the new design leads to a little bit of a bigger footprint overall, but the bezels are a little bit slimmer, and the way that the screen's designed, maybe we can make a bigger display.
It'll look bigger because the bezels will be closer to the edges of the device.
That's what I'm saying. So they might not be making the footprint that much bigger.
It will look massive, even though it will only be a little bit bigger.
Yeah, so that's fine to me. Would I spend $1,000 on the watch if I wasn't in this business? Probably not. But that's such a hard question for me to answer because I just haven't had to do that in so long that, like, this sounds so bad. But, like, yeah, I mean, we're going to have it here. So, like, obviously I'm going to use it. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be worth $1,000. I think if it's better battery life, for sure. You know, that it can withstand using normal use all day, and then maybe you're streaming music and running and you're doing those apps for an hour. Like, if I don't have to charge it at the end of the night, that's great. That's a huge step forward. If it can go 2 days on normal use, where maybe you're not streaming a whole bunch of music, but you're doing like a couple of workouts and it can still go, that's a huge bump for a lot of people that have been complaining about battery life. New design is everything to me, I feel like, because the rest of it's going to be the same. So, like, it's got to be a nice looking, you know, it's got to be not a distraction, but like it's got to deter me away from looking at the other one and being like, well, they're not that far off. So why would I spend $1,000? You know, they have to look different, and it's got to look nicer for me to want to get it.
Yeah. I mean, I use my Apple Watch a lot. I work out like 5-6 days a week. You know, I'm constantly doing workouts on it. I definitely.
Attaboy.
Wow. Now I never really felt what it feels like. I don't like this. I've just ruined people's lives for like the past 2 years of my podcast by doing the sound effects. Oh, thank you. No, like I mean, the battery life would be insane. Like, because it's the battery life, and also like I scratch my watch every year. I don't know. I mean, now it's the aluminum watch, so I don't think it has the better like glass on there, the sapphire. Which like so I'm sure Apple's gonna do something with that. So I'm honestly
still scratching mine too. So I mean, it's really not
really.
Yeah.
Hopefully this new one fixes that.
Yeah, I mean, durability is also a big thing. I've never broken a watch, but like certainly the scratches don't look good.
Can I tell a little story really quick about breaking a watch?
Did you not say this on the last one? I feel like we might have gone down this rabbit hole. You can say it again.
No, now I feel like a goober if I can't repeat the same story. And I sound like a boomer.
That's okay. I would prefer that you do. So go
ahead. I broke it playing basketball. I definitely told that, didn't I?
No, wait, no, hold on. I was thinking it was more of like you just dropped it off your desk or something stupid.
No, this was also stupid. I don't know if I've told this story, but it is really
wild. Go ahead
and
say it.
So it was the Apple Watch Series 2, and it just came out, and I was so excited, and this was my sophomore year at university, or maybe it was a Series 3. It was one of the early days, and I'm playing basketball with a new person I've never balled with before. So it's me, my close friend, another guy, and then this new dude that I didn't really know. He's, you know, we're like, let's do pickup, right? Real casual. And he's one of those dudes that when he doesn't pass it to you to check it. You pass it to him, he rolls it on the ground to you. Okay. And as it's rolling, full court presses up in your face like this.
Yeah.
And we're all like, oh, we thought we were playing for fun. Like, okay. I could tell the energy of everybody was like, oh, this is, we're playing basketball. We're not just shooting around with some friends.
He didn't come to mess around.
Dude, we play. We finish. I look down at my wrist. my watch is completely shattered.
How? Did he swat at you?
I remember there's one time where he went up against me so hard that my watch hit him when I was like turning. I didn't realize it until he left already. So I was like, you can't go back to somebody and be like, well, you broke my watch.
What is he going to do in that case anyways? And be like, no, I didn't.
Exactly. And I was like, I would have had to call it as it happened. And I was so fixated on the game.
So then that's what we need to do then. Get the new Apple Watch. Let's
find him.
I'll recreate the intensity. Okay. We'll get like three more guys that'll recreate the intensity. We'll get all up on that. We'll play some basketball and let's see if it passes the durability check.
All right, Hartley, can you soundbite Dan going, I'm going to recreate the intensity?
I'm bringing it.
That's an incredible. No, so that's just that's like the only Apple product I've ever full on like broke. And it wasn't even my fault.
Broken a phone or two. You know.
Really? Hartley, have you? I feel like Hartley takes good care of his stuff.
I do. I've never broken an Apple device.
Okay.
I knew it.
I've never even needed to take anything in for repair, ever.
Even though I go naked with the phone here, it was a fluke accident. It was, I'm sitting outside on my porch, sitting in a chair. I put my phone in my pocket. I'm wearing shorts, so it's a little bit slippery material. And it just slipped right out. And it was like maybe a 1 foot drop. And it happened to land flush on the screen. And there was a rock, like a small rock. And just that time, like probably from literally like here, this was the size drop, like that. And it just landed flush down and it hit.
What?
And it cracked. Yeah. Absurd. But this was also an iPhone. I think it was like a 4S. So.
Oh, wow. You're going back. I thought Portrait made something. It was last week.
No, it was like 2013. What was 2013?
Wow. 2013 would have been the 5S.
Okay, so yeah, I knew it was in the same design, but it was, you know, one of those. Summer of 2013, I broke it.
Summer would have been the 5. Damn, the 5 was so pretty.
It was a nice phone. I got another one, but just wasn't the same. Not the same as your first love. All right, anyways, what other features are we expecting for the Pro here? I mean, we're titanium, we've talked about. It's going to be more durable. It's going to be hopefully a different design. I don't know if it's going to be that squared off look that you guys have been pushing for years, but you know,
you guys, I'm getting grouped in with these heathens. I do not associate with that man outside of the pod.
That's a pretty big association.
What is the craziest thing that Apple could announce at this event? Do we actually think there's any realistic chance we see the headset?
I think there's like a 5% chance, but I think I'm 5% too high.
That's what I was going to say, actually. 5%.
Really?
I'm personally going to say 0, and here's why. I know for the Apple Watch, they came out mid-2015. They did announce it at the September event as a one more thing. I just think iPhone sales were still on the come up then, and I think Apple's having to really fight for attention. So to do iPhone 14, all new Apple Watch Pro, and announce the headset, even if it's just a teaser, I think all the attention would be on the headset. And I think Apple knows that, and that's why they want to just do like a blank unveil in like January after the holidays. That's just my personal bet, is I feel like they really want the attention this year of all years.
Oh, here's why I think
they want people to have.
Well, I was just going to say it's risky because they wanted people in attendance.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen with COVID in January and in December and February. What if something, you know, that's when people are at their sickest. It's, you know, flu season and things get crazy. We get spikes. Like, what if there's another spike and then we ever have to shut down? You know, we have to cancel in-person stuff again. Like, that's a risk. This is their first. Is this actually going to be an in-person event like normal? I don't know, because I thought there were rumors about them filming this already. So is it?
I am very interested to see, because it is happening in Steve Jobs Theater for the people in attendance, which is it's not a massive venue I've never been there, but I've heard it's not massive inside. So I've also seen, I think they're requiring negative COVID tests, but it looks like masks are going to be optional.
Right. So, I mean, like, it's going to be, if it seems, it's all pointing towards a normal event. So, did they re-record, or did they record this, Hartley? Do you know? Did they actually record this ahead of time?
No, it's not clear. But my bet would be that, you know, Tim Cook still comes on stage and introduces the event, but there's maybe some more pre-recorded sections than there normally would be.
That's fine.
I could see them doing a pre-record, a hybrid. Yeah, if we're... Because that's a tough call, right? Would they have these international media, every big person in media fly out to Cupertino? You know, Dub was a thing like that, but it was outside and it was all pre-recorded. I don't know. I mean, I was at Dub. I watched the event, and I have to say there was some element at some point where I was like, this feels a bit stale to just be watching a video. It didn't have the essence of Tim Cook being like, this is iPhone 14, and then this giant graphic comes on the screen. It was like, oh, this is a really nice movie.
And that's why I feel like they're doing it in person, because otherwise, why wouldn't they just put you guys back outside again, lower the risk of everyone being in, like, you could have more people.
Right.
They could invite more people then, put it outside and play the video. If there's nobody outside talking and there's no presenting, what does it matter? Why do you need to jam everybody inside? It's not like the weather in LA is bad.
I bet you're right. I think Hartley's right. I think it's going to be a hybrid, but with more pre-recorded than we're used to.
Okay. So what do you think? What do you think about AirPods? Do you think that's going to happen? AirPods Pro 2? No? Well, then when are these things coming? Are they? It doesn't make sense. You think to do it at the iPad event?
Listen, again, I was actually just talking to Andrew Edwards about this over text because he was like, I hope we see new AirPods, bro. The only AirPods ever announced in September were AirPods 1. AirPods 2 came out in March of 2019. AirPods Pro came out at the end of October 2019. And AirPods 3 came out in October 2021. So we've actually gotten more October releases than you think.
But like,
and we're expecting them to ship between October and December. At least that's what Ming-Chi Kuo is saying. So even if they're announced right now, they're not ready to ship right now. So it would make sense to unveil them in October. That lines up perfectly.
But I want them now.
I mean, the lossless audio would be pretty nuts.
Yeah, and I mean, like, most people pair their AirPods with their phone. So I just figured new iPhone, new AirPods, like, let's get crazy. Let's announce it all and get a whole new Apple drip going on.
I mean, again, maybe. I feel like the attention to me, iPhone 14, iPhone 14 Pro, and three new Apple Watches, that's enough. Like, that's enough for a good hour 15.
So then you don't think the iPad 10-inch one, the new rumored iPad? That wouldn't make any sense.
No. I think that'll be there, actually.
Why? But there's a whole iPad event that happens in October. So you... Hold on a second. Let's back this up because I feel like I'm a crazy person. So AirPods don't make any sense for this event. Put them at the iPad event next month. But an iPad is going to be at this event?
Here's why.
What? This is worse than Apple's names.
If we look at what Apple's done, they've announced the new base $329 iPad in September every year for the past few years. It has not been at the March or iPad October events. I don't know, Hartley, what I mean, I personally think September. What do you think for the iPad?
Well, I was thinking October, but now you say September, I'm kind of agreeing with you because I was previously thinking, you know, iPadOS 16 isn't going to be ready till October, but now I'm thinking, well, it doesn't matter if it ships with iPadOS 15. It doesn't have Stage Manager. It's not going to have M1 or M2. So it would be a fairly average update. They could slide in between the iPhone section and the Apple Watch section.
Well, then that would...
I think that works.
That makes sense. You're right. And that would negate your... You wrote down here on our notes for the show, under wildcard announcements, we have iPad Pro. So that would be no, right? Because that would be...
That's very unlikely.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just going to say for the past 3 years, the base iPad has come out in September.
Then let's go.
I just backchecked. So
let's recap then. We're going to get an iPhone 14, an iPhone 14 Max or Plus, depending on what crazy name they get. But, you know, two regular iPhones at 6.1 and 6.7 inches. Then you have the same thing, but in the Pro models. That's going to have a pill shape with a hole punch, but not really, because when you look at it, it's just going to be one hole pill. Am I getting that correct there?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, so you're sad about that. So that's what we're going to get with the iPhone 14 Pro, and then, you know, bigger cameras, the 48 megapixel. It's going to be a nice little, you know, update if you're coming from something like an 11 maybe. I would say I would definitely upgrade to that for sure. Then we're getting Apple Watch SE, an Apple Watch Series 8, and an Apple Watch Series 8 Pro. Mm. If they go with that name, not Max, not Plus, but Pro. And that's going to maybe have a new design. I mean, all signs are pointing to a new design.
Yeah.
And then maybe an iPad 10-inch that's redesigned, right? That's it? That's a pretty good event.
Oh, that's a chonker right there.
That's a pretty chunky event. I have concert plans for that night. So if they could wrap up that show like really quickly, like if we can get this to be like a nice hour event so I can get my video done and leave by 5, that would be great.
What video are you making? I just want to write this down so I know how to copy it.
I mean, we do the same thing every time. Everything that Apple announced in blank minutes. The problem is,
I forgot about them.
So the problem in years past, over since COVID, is that they go so damn fast with all the information that we can't keep up. I can't keep up. It's like, here's one thing, but I also missed this feature that they announced so quickly, especially when they bring that dude in that talks about the Mac. Sorry, can't.
Johnny Strugi.
Is that who it is? He's got a little bit of an accent. I love the guy, but man, I can't keep up with you. I can't. You're too fast.
Yeah, he's just a machine.
He's throwing out like numbers and science and math and stuff. And I'm just like, can you slow down, dude?
Like, silly to be a numbers person.
Yeah. Stop being so smart and give me a minute. All right. I'm trying to write down what you're saying. So, all right. Well, I mean, is there anything else you want to add for this? This is a pretty large episode. So, I mean, we had a lot to unpack here.
We did. You could say some of our ideas were far in and others were far out. I guess it's only just... Until time will tell.
All right, here's the thing. Since you're good friends with Luke, you're friends with Luke Miani, right? Obviously.
I hate him.
All right. Well, anyways. So then this is great, because then I think he will be upset then if you come on. We have him tentatively coming on next week. All things go according to plan. He'll be on next week. Yeah. If you are right about your event, you can come on and dunk on me, and then you can leave.
Oh, I will do that. I will take you up on that so hard. Yeah, the iPhone 14. I will, you know, in that case, Dan, in that case, Hartley, I will see you next week.
Oh, my God. All right. Do you want to plug your stuff before I kick you off?
Yeah, you guys know where to find me. I'm iUpdate on YouTube, Twitter. Follow Apple Track for fun Apple news, not boring and bland like the whole Mac rumors, you know, people.
All right. Like, see you later. Bye, Sam. Hard. Bye.
Just kidding. Love Mac Rumors. You guys are the best. Thank you for having me on. I'm just memeing. No, thank you for real. It was a pleasure talking to you, gents. And iPhone 14, man. It's here.
Always a pleasure. Also, nice Ohio shirt as an Ohio fan.
Thank you. Max Weinbach sent this to me.
Why? Is he from Ohio?
No, it's because Ohio, I said, is not a state, and it's not.
Okay. You know what? Goodbye.
Yeah.